National Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 20 soldiers recovering after they were injured when a tent collapsed at an Army base on the Central California coast yesterday. The Army says a helicopter was coming in to land, and it kicked up a lot of dirt, causing a tent structure to collapse, injuring 22 soldiers. They're all expected to recover. It happened at Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County. Spain's government's planning to introduce a new yes means yes sexual consent law there that officials hope will make rape cases less ambiguous. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez informed Parliament his government will introduce the new consent law after a 2016 ruling in a case of alleged gang rape sparked protests. If they say no, it means no. And if they don't say yes, it still means no, Sanchez said. Five men accused of gang raping an 18-year-old during the 2016 running of the bulls were convicted for sexual assault but acquitted on rape charges.
And Fire Island beaches on New York's Long Island reopening today after two suspected shark attacks, the first in 70 years in that vicinity. A 13-year-old boy bitten yesterday on the leg, and 15 minutes later a 12-year-old girl was bitten a short distance away. Both children treated and released. Again, the last such attack that was documented in those waters was back in 1948. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. It's 84 degrees in Flemington and with bright sunshine. Forecast for today is sunny for the rest of the day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 58. Friday, sunny with a high near 85, maybe becoming a little more humid. Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., but I predict they will not come in until much later. And Sunday, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms.
What are your plans for Saturday?
I'm going to Farmingdale.
You're going to Farmingdale?
Uh-huh.
Farmingdale, New Jersey?
New Jersey.
For what? What's in Farmingdale?
My cousin.
Oh.
And it's very close to
him. Why can't it rain before 3 o'clock?
Well, because maybe we'd like to be outside. Maybe we'd like to go to the boardwalk. So we don't want it to rain at all.
Which boardwalk would you go to? Point Pleasant Beach?
Probably Asbury Park.
Oh. Give me some tips.
Okay. I'll play the weather sponsor, and then we'll start the show.
Sounds good to me, Jennifer. Okay. Did I interrupt you?
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Such a happy song and such a depressing movie. Am I right?
Yeah, you are.
I mean, it's terrible, right? They don't let these... How does that movie end, by the way? This is Theme from a Summer Place.
I think not well.
The movie is A Summer Place. The husband or the two adult people have an affair and leave their respective spouses, like they vacation together, right?
Right.
That's Janet Leigh and Richard Egan.
Yes.
And
very
then
good.
And then their kids start falling in love.
Right.
And I think something bad happens between them too.
I don't
forget what happened. What is the result?
Didn't somebody have a boating accident at the end?
Is that a Sandra Dee? Somebody have a boating accident in those Jaws.
No. Jaws is one big boating.
All right, we're going to find out later what happened. At our commercial break, we're going to find out how A Summer Place ended. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. In the meantime, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we kicked off our annual outdoor summer concert series last night at HCL. We'll tell you how it went and who will be performing next. Quiver Farms brings their traveling petting zoo to the Hunterdon County Library today. Actually, you only got about a half hour left if you want to visit the animals at the Hunterdon County Library. We have more information about this program and all of our summer reading club events. Jennifer says the saddest thing you'll ever see is a mosquito sucking on a mummy.
Sucking on a what?
Mummy. Forget it, little friend. September is coming, which means discounts at your local businesses with your Hunterdon County Library card. Our fall music schedule is quickly taking shape. All that and more on today's Library Show. Yeah, that and a lot of banging.
I need a piece of paper. I have no scrap paper
just,
here.
Just make a big fuss about it.
I was trying to be quiet.
No, you weren't.
I was.
That was the worst effort at being quiet I've ever seen.
Okay, so a summer...
And heard.
Johnny hitches a ride to Briarwood, and he and Molly decide to get married. Johnny pawns Molly's mink coat and buys a car so they can drive to Maine and seek out their father's help. Bart is not sympathetic and leaves for the Naval Hospital because his ulcers are out of control doing his drinking.
Oh, that's too much.
They drive to the Justice of the Peace so they can get married.
These are the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Molly suggests they sleep in the car. They head for Ken's house. Bart has telephoned Helen that Molly is pregnant and that she and Johnny have run away. So Ken
is she pregnant?
Yeah, but...
Okay.
I guess it ends happy because Johnny and Molly arrive back. I thought somebody was... I thought there was... That
might have
been Butterfield 8 I'm thinking of also.
I could have swore that was a depressing ending. Like, I don't even want to know what...
I did tell you
what I thought happened. So there's a petting zoo right now at the Hunterdon County Library. If you're within 5 minutes of the Hunterdon County Library in Ratchwell and Flemington, drive safely over and check out the animals so that are roaming free... On the library lawn.
There's a bunny rabbit running around. There's a parking lot there. Nobody's worried.
Yeah, I was out there for quite a while taking pictures. Yeah, there's a cow just wandering around.
I'm not going near the cow. Last time I was near a cow, it licked me.
So?
It was kind of gross.
You're kidding me.
I'm still looking for paper.
She showed you its affection to you. How else is it going to show its affection?
I don't know. It could, like, wave. I found a paper.
So a cow licked you, and you hate cows.
I don't hate cows. Very tasty. With pickles and mushrooms.
But it's very nice. A lot of kids there
no,
really
get,
the you know, getting It's a good thing for getting over the fear of animals. I mean, I guess you got to have a little fear. You don't want to walk up to a bear or anything.
No.
But.
No, it's a nice petting zoo. And it'll be at North County Branch tomorrow if you miss it today.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh, I gave some poor mother misinformation. Hopefully she's listening to the radio show. I told her I thought it was yesterday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Okay, good. So the petting zoo will be at the North County Branch tomorrow morning, probably, right? Same time, 9:30 to 11:30?
Yes.
So if you miss it today, go to 65 Halsted Street in Clinton and drive safely. There may be a bunny running around in the parking lot when you're parking. Don't hurt them.
No, please don't.
Try to get away from the kids.
The piglets were cute.
Yes. So this is part of the Summer Reading Club. We do this every year. This is one of the events. They have weekly events throughout the summer for people. Well, this one is open for anyone, but if you join the Summer Reading Club, if you're a child, ages 2 and up, you can read and earn prizes between June 19th and August 31st. Besides these events, there's story times and other performers and programs for teens and tweens. Like last night, they had a very popular Minecraft/Lego program, Jennifer.
Now, how was that?
It was packed.
What did they do?
I don't know. I was busy
because
doing my own thing.
Yeah, because we did like Minecraft live. We did a live, like a full body live Minecraft once. With
yes.
boxes and everything.
Well, this seemed to be very popular, and I asked one of the youth services if we should do it more often, but it sounds very expensive, but maybe we can find the money to do
oh,
it.
I think so. So how was your concert?
Well, let me finish with the Summer Reading Club since
okay.
I'm on the thing. So the petting zoo was just one event happening over the summer. We've already had a magician and a science program. But coming up next Friday, July 20th, no, next Thursday, oh, these dates are all over the place. I'm sorry, next Thursday, July 26th, Jennifer, Rizzo's Reptiles with Rizzo's Wildlife Discovery. That's going to be indoors. Free tickets are needed to attend that program, and they can be picked up by going to our youth services department, just saying, I would like a ticket to Rizzo's Reptiles.
Beginning tomorrow.
Beginning tomorrow, yes, and they will give it to you. After that, Thursday, August 2nd, Family Stages presents The Jungle Book. It's a mini little play for ages 3 and up. Free tickets required for that. And then we wrap it up with a campfire storyteller, possibly telling the story of Beauty and the Beast. I don't know if that's changed or not. But that's Thursday, August 9th from 10:30 to 11:15. There's two performances that day, or 1:30 to 2:15. Free tickets are required for that. All of these programs are repeated at the North County Branch Library. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. And there's a link right on the homepage to all the youth Summer Reading Club events, as well as the adult Summer Reading Club events. There's a link for that as well. And then I mentioned August 9th, Jennifer. I think you have news about August 9th.
I do have news about August 9th. We have two program notes. First being next week you will be off, and I will be doing a phone interview with author Lucy Burdett, the author of Death on the Menu, which... I've interviewed Lucy before on the radio, and we've had her at the library, only she was called Roberta Islieb then. So I'm pleased she'll be on the show with me again next week. But August 9th, I'm going to have on the phone, we're going to have an early library show that day, starting at 10 o'clock.
Am I coming at 10 o'clock?
If you'd like.
Oh, this was the first time here.
I know,
once,
I was
invited.
I've been setting it all up. I was going to talk to you about it today, but today got away already. August 9th, the three library marketing managers from HarperCollins will be calling in, and they do a book buzz on Facebook a lot. They through Bookster, they stream live at all the library conferences. They do book buzzes and talk about forthcoming books, and they're some of the most enthusiastic people I've ever met, and they're also really interesting. So they will be joining us live at 10 o'clock on the phone, live on the phone. The morning of the 9th.
Very good. So mark your calendars.
Yes. And there will be things.
I may or may not be here.
No, I'd like you to be here. I'm going to need a lot of help. But they will talk for over an hour straight. So that's why I decided to do it at 10. So that we can get it wrapped up by 12. They are so enthusiastic about books.
Well, that's
books.
Good. That's all.
Yeah.
If they want to take up the 11 to 12 o'clock hour,
yeah.
I'm for it.
So they're really true. And I did get to meet Virginia Stanley, who's the director of Library Marketing Manager, several times, and she's She's really an awesome person. And Lainey and Chris have only met through email due to a snowstorm. But they're very terrific. And they're also enthusiastic about their books and their authors. So you want to tell quick about the concert last night, or do you want to do the first commercial
break? Let's go to our first commercial break, and we'll be back with Today in History, and we'll tell you all about our first summer concert of the year.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. Welcome back to the library show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Patch. Time for Today in History. It's also time to tell us about last night's concert. I'm debating what to do first.
Let's hear about last night's concert.
Okay. This is the right music to play.
Well, it's too late now.
We could have played a country song.
Yes, I could have.
Okay, we had our first summer concert of the year last night. The weather was beautiful. Beautiful evening. Come out with your chair, a blanket, and something to nosh on and hear the dulcet tones of Due South. A very good country band. Maybe we should turn this music down or on. Ruining the mood. Sam Cooke wasn't at the library last night.
That would have been something to talk about.
A producer would have picked up on this and played something from Toby Keith or Zach Brown.
Continue.
So Due South, it was the first time they've performed outdoors for us in our summer concerts. We had a very healthy crowd, Jennifer. When it's too much to count, that's a good.
That's a good one.
It's
yeah.
A good crowd. I'm going to guesstimate between 250 and 300. Beautiful night. They have a great set list. If you're around and you hear that Due South is playing, they played a community day for us as well. I highly suggest a very wide ranging set list. They played not only kind of new country like Toby Keith and. Zach Brown, etc., etc. They also played Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline,
Linda Ronstadt, and then they cross over into the Eagles a little bit, little Leonard Skinner, so a little bit of everything. The crowd really liked them.
Good.
So we had a successful start. Hopefully the weather holds up for our other concerts. Speaking of other concerts, we have four more. If you missed the first one, you have four more chances. All different genres of music, too. So next Wednesday, July 25th, all our concerts start at 6:30 p.m. Our concert is at the North County Branch Library on 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. We'll be presenting the Summer Swing Orchestra. They'll be playing all the big hits from the 1940s for your dancing and listening pleasure. All these concerts, of course, are free and open to the public. The series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Then we come back to the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12 in Flemington for the Blauenberg Band. It's a great big community band, maybe 50, 60 pieces that'll be playing a lot of patriotic marches. Get your blood flowing red, white, and blue. Or white and blue along with the red that it already is, Jennifer. So that's August 1st at the Hunterdon County Library. Then back up to the North County Branch Library on August 8th for a band called Raritan Valley Recovery. They play bluegrass classics and old-time fiddle tunes with a little bit of country folk and pop tossed in. Raritan Valley Recovery, this is a new band for our series. And then we end it all on August 15th. So concert again starts at 6:30 p.m. We'll be racing the sun by then, Jennifer. Sun days are getting slightly shorter every day. But we present Ray Vaughn, one of our favorites here at the Hunterdon County Library. Ray Vaughn is a band that features the music of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison, along with other classic early rock and roll songs. Their show is always a crowd pleaser. And since we always have them inside and the room is packed, they'll be outside this year and plenty of room to do some dancing to all the great 1950s early rock and roll hits. So that's Ray Vaughn, and that's the HCL Outdoor Summer Concert Series. Free and open to the public. Bring a chair or a blanket. Bring a picnic dinner or just a snack. Spend a nice Wednesday summer evening with us. Any comments?
No, I can't wait for
you. You plan on joining us for any of these?
I'm planning on coming to Ravon, yes.
Ravon?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. No interest in the Blauenberg Band? I would go to, I think I'm going to try to go to see Raritan Valley Recovery.
I'd like to
I'm
see
away
them.
On Summer Swing Orchestra, yeah. Unfortunately. But Summer Swing Orchestra, if you haven't heard them, they get better every year.
So. I'm kind of curious to see them because they were really good for a while and then they were okay. But then last year I heard they were really good and they had a really good girl singer.
Yes, they were. I attended that one at the North County Branch Library. So all this information about the Summer Concert Series, once again, is on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, or there's a link right to the Summer Concerts, too. But all of our other programs and events I mentioned at the top of the show, our fall programming, our fall concert series is coming together. In fact, I've booked everyone but one.
Well,
hopefully that will be done today.
Who else are you having?
We'll talk about that briefly. We've got to get to today in history.
All right.
I don't want to get rushed to the fall yet. We've got a lot of things going on always in the fall at the Hunterdon County Library. Great season. Maybe our greatest season. Maybe.
I don't know. Youth services might argue with that.
Maybe. I mean, summer is great, too. We're making all seasons great, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It was back in the day. We never had any adult programs over the summer.
No, and I have to say, next Saturday, the 28th, we're having an English tea party.
Mm-hmm.
It's over 30 people signed up.
Awesome.
I'm shocked.
Make the world England.
That's right.
I would like to ask you how your program went about John, what was that farmer's name? John Bartram?
Bartram. It went very well. There were about 30 people there.
Good.
And Ruth Kloss is going to come back on August 2nd to do a talk.
She's going
to
talk about how to grow plants at the North Pole?
Yes. Frederick Law Olmsted.
Tough place to grow, have a garden.
Who is credited with designing Central Park and gardens in Baltimore and many other.
So it went good. Did you learn anything about John Bartram? Did he indeed meet George Washington?
I did not go to the program.
Oh.
I wasn't at the program.
Never mind.
But I'm going to be at a program this Tuesday night. Local author Patty Kerr will be having her book launch.
Okay, tell us about it.
It's Magical Dogs 2. Patty's first book, Magical Dogs 1, was also launched at the headquarters library. And it's stories about different dogs and their owners and how they affect each other's lives. And Patty is a really generous speaker. She'll be selling the book. She'll be doing a little talk. I heard the other day there'll be cake.
There'll be cake at this program?
It's a book launch, so Patty's bringing a cake from ShopRite. Yeah, so come out if you're a dog lover or are thinking about getting a rescue dog especially. Come talk to Patty and hear some of her stories.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. This is a next Tuesday, July what?
24th.
24th at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library.
Yes, come quickly because the aliens are taking over. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
All right. For all you listeners, that's probably another one of Jennifer's inside jokes. She's currently probably talking to one of her friends. So why don't you explain this, Jennifer?
No.
You brought it up.
I did.
Go ahead. So what does this mean?
We're streaming live, and somebody suggested I say that on the radio.
Who's somebody you know?
Yes, one of my friends.
And why would they like you to say that?
Because they like making fool of me. Like making sport of me.
Well, I'm glad our show's the vehicle to get through that, Jennifer. That's great.
You do it all the time anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, it's time for Today in History.
Okay, dokie.
Let's see if we can really make Jennifer look like a fool.
Go to it.
Now, see, I try to make questions that you'll get. I don't make them so impossible that you can't get them. Then what's the fun in that?
There isn't.
Okay, Today in History, this time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date. Today is July 19th.
19th.
I'll ask her some events that happened on this date in years past. I'll also give her some names of people who were born on this date. And see if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. I only have two events, Jennifer. My theory stands.
That nothing happens in the summer.
Nobody wants to make history on a hot summer day, so they just don't do anything.
I see.
I only have two interesting events, and even these are probably stretches, Jennifer.
Okie dokie.
What happened in AD 64 on this date in the city of Rome?
It burned.
The Great Fire of Rome is correct, and it burned for 6 days, destroying half of Rome. Who was the emperor then?
Nero.
Very good.
Thank you.
They say he fiddled while it burned. Some historians now are saying that's not true, Jennifer, that he actually saved the other half of the city.
There's no YouTube video, so how can you confirm or deny it?
By other records, Jennifer. YouTube is a very new technology. So nothing before YouTube can be confirmed? We can't confirm that man landed on the moon?
There's video of that. Go ahead. What's the next date?
1553, Jennifer. Lady Jane Grey is replaced by the Mary First of England as the Queen of England on this date in 1553. Big day. How long was Lady Jane Grey queen?
3 days.
Close. 9 days.
Okay.
Why, you kind of know this story.
There's a movie, The Three-Day Queen, yep. And I thought it was Lady Jane Grey.
It was 9 days, and then they threw in the Tower of London, I think, and then eventually I think they executed her.
Yes, they beheaded her.
Did they?
Mm.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is a 9-day queen, and I'm misremembering.
Maybe.
But there
or
is
maybe
a...
There's no YouTube video on it, so how do we know?
Thank goodness I don't do beheadings.
Born on this date, Jennifer, July 19th, Samuel Colt in 1814.
Is he credited with making the Colt revolver?
He mass-produced the first mass production of a revolver, Jennifer. So
I'd
don't say
know
what we think about that. I guess it's okay. If you're a gun owner and you use a gun responsibly, I have no problem with that, Jennifer. What about you? What is your stance on the gun issues?
Are
plaguing our nation today.
If you use it responsibly.
Right. What about automatic weapons? Should you be allowed to own an automatic weapon?
I guess I'm not really sure I would understand. Like, if somebody would explain to me why you would need one.
Then you might be...
Call
the NRA. I'm sure they have a compelling argument.
Yeah.
And why you need an automatic...
I mean, I don't quite understand, but I also don't understand why you need everything that goes faster and does more, necessarily, so... Not just with guns.
All right, we'll leave it right there, Jennifer. 1834, Edgar Degas is born.
He was a painter, an impressionist painter, and dancers was one of his
most famous
most frequent subjects.
Ballerina dancers, correct, Jennifer. Okay, 1860, Lizzie Borden was born, much to her parents' chagrin.
She lived in New England, and she is credited with killing her parents.
And Jennifer said credited because a lot of people think she did not do it, Jennifer.
Right.
And actually, she was not convicted of the crime.
No, she was not.
But just because of that famous rhyme, people think she did it. Do you agree?
I don't. I've never read enough of. I just know the wrong.
She was acquitted by court.
Yeah. So no, I knew that.
Must not have done it.
Yeah.
1904. Well, you know, a lot of people that are in it are guilty, but were released. What kind of crowd do you run around with? 1904. Robert Todd Lincoln Beckwith was born. Significant only for really one.
Well, I would imagine.
See if he get there.
I'm guessing he's Lincoln's grandson.
Correct.
But I don't know what else his claim to fame might be.
He was the last living relative of Abraham Lincoln, and he died in 1985.
Wow.
And that was the last direct link to Abraham
Interesting.
Lincoln.
I don't remember. Like, that doesn't even jog my memory, because we would have been...
Robert Todd Lincoln, of course, was his only son that lived to adulthood, Jennifer. So that severely hindered his chances of having...
was it his family. Grandson or his great-grandson, then?
It was his grandson, I believe. Yes, Robert Todd Lincoln, his father.
But you said Beckwith.
Beckwith, yes. So maybe... Could it be? Let me think. Let's do the math. So Abraham Lincoln was killed in 1865. Robert Todd Lincoln was probably about 20, 25 then. Oh, yeah, probably
his
great-grandson. Okay, so Robert Todd Lincoln's daughter's...
He was a great-grandson.
Gotcha. So Robert Todd Lincoln's daughter's...
Was Jessie Harlan Lincoln.
And then she married Beckwith.
Yes.
And they had Robert Todd Lincoln Beckwith.
Yes.
Robert Todd Lincoln, of course...
He died in 75.
You could tour his... It says 1985 here.
Oh, yours says 75.
You can tour Robert Todd Lincoln's home. It's in Manchester, Vermont, Jennifer. It's called Hildene.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, Mary. His sister Mary died in 1975. Okay. Because he got married in 1979.
That'd have been pretty tough to do 4 years after he died, Jennifer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think, okay, I'm moving on. I'm trying to start this thing back up again. 1924, Arthur Rankin Jr. was born.
Oh, did he do, is he part of Guther and Rankin, who does all the Christmas specials?
He is, but what's the other name?
I don't know, Guthrie.
Rankin and Bass.
Bass.
Yes, Rudolph the
Red-Nosed
Reindeer.
I don't know why I think it's Guthrie.
Santa Claus is coming, I don't need Arlo and Woody Guthrie.
No, but, okay.
I don't know why.
I don't know why I think that.
1947, Jennifer Brian May was born. I'll be amazed if you get this one.
Me too.
Brian May. Mm. He's a rock musician, lead guitarist for the band Queen.
Hmm.
Do you know Queen?
I do.
In 1962, probably one of the greatest rock guitarists of all time. That's why I bring it up. 1962, Anthony Edwards was born.
He's a TV actor and movie actor. He was...
what are you watching over there?
I'm counting how many people. I'm trying to find our stream to see if people are watching. ER.
ER is correct. He was in a lot of movies, too. Can you name a movie he was in?
Mm-mm.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah.
Top Gun.
I've seen Revenge of the Nerds many
Goose
times.
And Top Gun.
Yes.
Have you seen Top Gun?
No.
You haven't seen Top Gun?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's probably one of the most popular movies of all time. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
I think you should watch it.
I probably
There's some
would.
Depressing scenes in there that I think you'll
I would
enjoy.
Like that, then.
There's a very depressing scene, actually, involving Anthony Edwards.
Okay.
And then the other movie that I'm going to give you my DVD alert with Anthony Edwards in it is The Sure Thing. Do we have that in our collection?
I don't know. What is it?
Sure Thing is a rom-com, Jennifer, I think is the word, about two college kids that take a cross-country trip together, a boy and a girl. They don't quite get along, Jennifer, but they have to travel together across the country because of monetary value. We don't have the sure thing.
Nope.
You got to put this in. This is a very popular comedy movie, Jennifer. Okay. And the guy wants to the girl wants to go across the country because her boyfriend goes to school in California and she goes in New England. And he wants to go to the country because his buddy, Anthony Edwards, goes to school in California too. And he says, if you get out here by the so-and-so date, I'll set you up with a sure thing. So the whole road trip, actually Tim Robbins, it's his first movie, I believe. Tim Robbins, the great actor who played Andy Dufresne in The Shawshank Redemption. This was his first movie, Jennifer. Hmm. So with The Sure Thing, put that on the list right after the one I gave you last week. Dreaming the Beatles. Did we throw that into the collection again?
What is it?
That's the book, Dreaming the Beatles.
I think I did. I'm almost certain I did.
And then finally, the last name I have on the list, born on this date in 1976... one of my wife and daughter's favorite actors, a Benedict Cumberbatch. I just gave you that he's an actor. It's not on there, is it, Jennifer?
No, but we are behind in our ordering. I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm trying to remember a time I've asked you for something that you've actually done.
Oh, stop.
Benedict Cumberbatch, no idea?
Nope.
Most famous now for playing Sherlock Holmes in the highly acclaimed Sherlock Holmes series that's on some channel. But he's also been in a ton of movies too. He played Alan Turing in that movie about I think it was The Imitation Game. Draw another blank.
What is it, Benedict?
Benedict Cumberbatch. He played Khan in the newest Star Trek movies. He's been in a million things. He's an English actor. Does he look familiar to you?
No, he does look familiar.
Okay, and that's today in history.
Oh, he was in August Osage Orange County.
Okay. That's a depressing movie. Who did he play? One of the son, right?
Yes.
Is that the one with Meryl Streep? And Meryl Streep was like the very bitter mother.
Somebody was a bitter mother.
Did you see that movie?
And Julia Roberts was in it.
We got to get you to watch some more uplifting movies.
Why?
It's got to be having an effect.
I'm okay like this.
Maybe you'd prefer to go to christenings instead of funerals if we saw some more uplifting.
You know what? It wasn't. My cousin's daughter was christened on Sunday. We weren't invited.
If it was a funeral, you would have found a way to go.
Of course. You don't get invited to funerals. So nobody died today?
No. Sorry. I think I'm going to put a...
How dreadfully disappointed.
I know. I think I'm going to try to condition you a little bit here. No more talking about death. I put a moratorium on death on the library show, Jennifer. So no more
Very
talking
good.
About death. You've had enough of it.
Did you do trivia last night?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's right. You said you were at the
concert. I had an outdoor concert
right,
at Runge, if you remember.
Yes.
So still amazed by that crowd at the outdoor concerts. Not one person... There's 250 to 300 people there. Everybody picks up and leaves. Not one scrap of trash is left behind.
That's good.
It's like no one has been there.
That's nice.
I love that crowd.
And tonight, the Parks Department has their outdoor summer concert.
Yes, I don't know who's performing.
I think it's the Eagles Tribute Band tonight.
Good. Yes, that's been very popular, and they're going to have a beautiful evening for it.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's... I'm going to look it up now, but... I think I saw that it was the Eagles Tribute Band. And that's out on Deer Path, at Deer Path Park.
Okay, that's what I have. What do you have prepared for me?
Nothing.
You can talk to your friends, make them have you say something on the air again?
No.
Was it Gene that made you say? I would never make you do something like that.
Oh, no, tonight's Slippery When Wet. The Best of the Eagles is next week.
Slippery When Wet, of course, is Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
You Bon Jovi fan?
Not particularly. I was hoping to go Bruce Stocking on Saturday.
Bruce Stocking? I can tell you where he lives.
At Asbury Park. But, you know, I'd go to bars to see if he was...
Bruce is on Broadway, Jennifer. Isn't that...
Well, I hate to... The cousin I'm going to see went to see Billy Joel last night.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who was on the stage with him?
Bruce came out and joined Billy Joel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? Last night?
Last night.
What songs did they sing?
He didn't. I don't know yet. I just saw
we can
the
probably
pictures.
Look that up.
Yeah. But guess what? I feel like my chances now of running into him on Saturday are like zero.
They're more than zero because he probably has a matinee and an evening show, Jennifer, in New
probably
York City.
So. I know. So why would
I'll
you
tell you
on?
What your chances are. I think he goes to Asbury Park. You gotta visit with a band that he usually likes. If you ever see Gaslight Anthem playing anywhere, you got a chance
yeah.
to see Bruce. Who else? Southside usually plays down there once a year. So occasionally, Bruce might show up for that one. We have a movie showing at the Hunterdon County Library tonight. I think it's our last of this current Academy Award nominated film series. It's a movie I don't recommend. But
nope, there's one more after this one.
I don't know everything, Jennifer. I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. So if you're interested in seeing the movie, The Phantom Threat. First of all, I would like I said, it's set in 1950s London. Reynolds Woodcock is a renowned dressmaker whose fastidious life is disrupted by a young, strong-willed woman, Alma, who becomes his muse and lover. This is like the Me Too movement should hate this movie. It's about a guy whose reputation. I watched actually a very interesting comedian last night.
Wait, why would you think? Wait, no, get back to the meat.
I'm still working on this point, Jennifer.
Because
where his reputation. This woman was never going to have the reputation this guy has, so she's not as important as he is.
Well,
even though she's had never had the chance to have the reputation that
except
he has.
Two things. One, it was set in 1950. But number two, she does have power
still
over
still wrong him. In 1950.
But I didn't say it wasn't wrong. It was the times. But she has a certain amount of power over him, if you remember correctly.
Just that's very true. So, but
and
still,
he's
an abomination. He does whatever he wants because he's this important guy.
Well, he's entitled, but that's...
He's entitled, exactly.
But she bests him, I think.
Why not? Well,
I don't want to.
It's the strangest relationship. If you want to see the strangest relationship you'll ever see.
And then it will be Saturday, Friday
it's
afternoon.
It's the Phantom Thread. Well, it's 6 p.m. tonight at the Hunterdon County Library. It's free and open to the public. You can bring your favorite snack or non-alcoholic beverage and enjoy the Phantom Thread. And make your own mind. Don't let anybody ever tell you you're not going to like something. Make up your own mind.
I suspect many people won't like it, but I really did like it.
You are always in the minority on things like this, Jennifer.
Typically.
Occasionally you're right. Occasionally we agree on things.
When was that?
Not too often. And then it's going to be repeated at the North County Branch Library next week, July 20th and 21st, both at 2 p.m. So if you liked it so much the first time, you're like, you know, I got to see that again within a week. We'll take care of you.
And Friday,
if you're that one person out there.
And Friday afternoon movies are closed captioned at the North County Branch Library.
Both of them?
Friday afternoons are.
Oh, just
Saturday.
The Friday ones.
Yeah, okay, and then good. Next week, July 26th, we will be showing Wonder at the Headquarters Library.
Very uplifting movie, Jennifer.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What was uplifting about it?
I mean, it was a poor little boy who has, a handicap, and he's picked on a lot. But his parents, you know, it's about you're special too, and you have your own, and they eventually accept it, and it's heartwarming. It's an anti-bullying movie, and bullying is another hot topic in today's society. I think this is a very important movie. Wonder.
Do you have any? Can you give us any hints about the next round of movies?
I have no idea. I have not. Once again, outside the loop.
I see.
So I don't know until 30. I usually don't find out.
I need the flyers tomorrow.
11 minutes before they need the flyers, yes. And then that's when I find out all of this stuff.
Yes. All right. How about we go to our last commercial break? And then I want to hear who you've booked for the fall.
Very good.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the library show. I have no idea. I'm anxiously awaiting to hear what music acts Jim has scheduled for the
Wasn't there something else I had to mention first?
I don't remember.
Okay, so I'm in the process of almost completing our fall concert schedule. We'll have 2 concerts a month from September to December, plus our afternoon concert series with Fred Miller is back. October, November, and December. I forget his topics for October and November, but December is always his American Christmas, very popular sing-along, history of Christmas songs show. So we start in September. We have 2 programs. Let me see if I can remember the dates. Okay, the 2 bands this September. I don't think I remember the dates off the top of my head. The first band we'll be having is... Cuckoo Cachoo. It's the Simon and Garfunkel tribute band that's been so popular at the North County Branch Library. We'll be having them at the Hunterdon County Library in September. And then we're also going to have a jazz singer, an exceptional jazz singer named Rhonda Dene, who a lot of patrons have told me we have to get her. She's just spectacular.
Well, she's performed at the North County
Branch. Yeah, she's done holiday programs at the North County Branch Library. She's just doing a straight jazz performance for us at the Hunterdon County Library in September. And then we move on to October. Francine and Joel, it's a husband and wife singing group. They'll be coming. I haven't picked a thing. It's either songs from movies, songs from Broadway, or songs from the 40s.
Oh, the movies would be interesting.
They're going to sing. So I'm still working on which topic for that one. But I have them booked. And that will be October 3rd, I believe. October 24th, the Long Hill String Band. They played outdoors for us last year in the summer concert series. We're going to have them indoors at the Hunterdon County Library on October 24th.
Are you firm on those 2 dates?
Yes.
Because I have one more person who wants a program, and the only dates were Wednesdays. Patty Kerr wants to come do an Alzheimer program.
Oh, well, I think I'm using up all my Wednesdays that I reserved.
Okay.
because October 10th is always the traditional award ceremony for the photography show, which we'll be talking on this show in weeks to come. November 7th, I'm currently working on trying to get Matches Wind to perform. He's a very very popular award-winning performer. They contacted me. He wanted to do a children's concert. So we're working on that, something in the future, but he said he had adult concerts as well, so I might give him a try, and that would be November 7th. November 14th, I have a band called Groovin' Easy. It's a new seven-piece band that I'm going to try out. They sounded really good on their tapes.
What do they play?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. My head is spinning right now. I'll get more information about that next week. And then December, I got Groovin' Easy, Jennifer. And then in December, we have the annual jazz holiday concert with the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet, always very popular. They play music from the Charlie Brown's Christmas special, as well as other holiday songs jazzified.
I assume they're not the ones in Australia.
That's them right there. Okay. And then we have, finally, on December 12th, the annual Hunter and Harmonizers holiday show. A campy, kitschy type holiday show, Jennifer. It's always a lot of fun. Kind of reminds you of the old Ray Conniff holiday specials from the 60s. You remember those?
I do.
So always happy to have the Hunter and Harmonizers back. Always a popular show. So I'll be putting out information about these programs in the upcoming weeks. So it'll always be information on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Our webpage may be getting an overhaul in the months to come, so keep an eye out for that. But the address is always still the same, hclibrary.us.
Interesting. They're more like a big band.
Kind of big band.
Kind of, but I would have thought they were more like a 60s into early 70s with that name.
And what are they?
But I said they're more like a big band. Ella Fitzgerald, Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Count Basie, Glenn Miller, and Elvis Presley.
So maybe I should do that Francine and Joel should do like the movies then. We don't want to have too much big
Oh, our concerts are even on their website already.
Is
it?
Is it November 14th?
It is November 14th, it says 6:30 to 8:30.
All right, I'll have to talk to them about that. Make sure they understand. So that's the concert series. This is all free to our library patrons.
And our concerts are also funded in part by a grant from the from the State Council on the Arts, funded by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission.
So a generous grant, and also Friends of the Hunterdon County Library chip in here or there to bring you not only the music concerts, but we have speakers, authors, children's programs. A lot going on at the Hunterdon County Library. We're very proud of our body of work, Jennifer.
And at August 16th, we're welcoming back Newsday crossword editor Stan Newman, who used to come and do some trivia programs. He hasn't been with us for a couple of years, but he's going to come do a 90-minute program that will introduce you to numerous techniques of mental calisthenics that don't necessarily involve puzzle solving. And you'll learn how to employ these in your everyday life, build your creativity, become a better shopper, and much, much more. So I'm very glad to have Stan Newman back.
How to become a better shopper? What do you mean better shopper? Food shopping?
I guess, you know, comparative prices. And I bet when your mother used to grocery shop, she would know exactly how much things should cost or how much they cost at two or three different grocery stores.
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
But I think that's sort of a lost art.
Really? People just buy whatever?
I think so.
Really? People don't clip coupons anymore?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't get that feeling.
No?
But what can I say? But anyway, we'll be, you know, Stan Newman will be here on August 16th. And our South County Branch Library continues to have monthly...
Do they have a big program coming up?
They have Oregon
South County Branch
workshops on August 22nd. At 6:30 p.m. on September 26th. And on August 14th, they will be making Earth-inspired...
There's one before that, I believe.
Dreamcatcher Workshop.
Coloring?
Oh, I thought that was just kind of a drop-in. This Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8, just stop in for some coloring therapy, listen to music, What coloring?
This is the South County Branch Library located in Route 173 between Ringo's and Lambertville. We're starting to do a few programs there.
Except we will be moving 4 miles north.
Is there any news on that?
Just that we're hoping to be open by November 1st.
November 1st, back in Ringo's.
Mm-hmm.
So big news, the South County Branch Library is moving back to the previous location, which is next to the post office in Ringo's, New Jersey. A little more action going on up there. A lot of people are happy about that. So look for us being open sometime before November 1st back in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm sure we'll have a little party or something.
Yes, I'm sure there'll be a big... Maybe Chris will bring his big scissors.
Chris Phelan, of course, the president of the Chamber of Commerce.
He did bring them when we opened in Ringo's, in West Amwell. And we had Congressman Lance came to that. So that was a very nice event.
How long was the South County Branch at this current location?
6 years. We've just started our 7th year. So, and we're hearing, you know, people have finally found us, and the space is very nice where we are.
But just the location was the problem, Jennifer?
It's a little bit far south for people, so everybody's very happy that we're moving back. And we'll be in a smaller space, so we're going to do our best.
I can't even remember what the old one looks
like. It was pretty much a square with rows of shelves. So we're going to try and leave some vacant space.
Maybe we should build the South County Branch Library.
Wouldn't that be terrific?
Yeah, I think it would be.
I think so, too. You can start that off. You have anything else you want to...
No, that's...
Is that enough for one?
Let's zip up the body bag on this one.
Okay. Well, we will miss Jim Thatch next week, but I will be here with author Lucy Burdett. So remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to say that he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin during their summit on Monday that, quote, we can't have meddling. Trump also said he agrees with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. But in the interview that aired on CBS last night, he emphasized he believes the intel community of today.
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in. But in the past, no, I have no confidence in a guy like Brennan. I think he's a total lowlife. I have no confidence in Clapper.
Shortly after that aired, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told CNN,
the only reason that we've spoken out is our genuine concerns about this president and this presidency.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Breaking news out of Fort Worth, Texas. Police swarming a bank after a robbery and a shooting. Three women were seriously injured a short time ago when two men opened fire inside the Veritex Community Bank there. Details still sketchy, but police say the suspects are heavily armed. The women are expected to survive. Officials on New York's Long Island are reopening Fire Island beaches today after they were closed because of two apparent shark attacks yesterday, one that injured a 13-year-old boy and one that injured a 12-year-old girl at a second beach about 4 miles from where the first attack occurred. The girl's mother is Barbara Polina.
I figured, you know, oh, she got brushed by something and it scared her. And she was freaking out until I saw her come out of the water.
And then you saw blood.
Well, really, I saw the puncture wounds before I saw the blood.
That is heard on NBC's Today show this morning. Both youngsters escaping without serious injury. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern.